Hello. Welcome to Abundance Allure, the audio diary where I, along with my seasoned sisters, my abundance allurers from all walks of life, can discuss topics that speak to matters of our hearts as they relate to attracting and receiving life and all of its abounding joy and strength for our spirit, soul, and body. I am your host, Abundance Nisi. Hello, 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 my allurers. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Abundance Allure. First, I want to apologize because I didn't get a chance to record an episode last week. And that is because I was traveling. I was traveling a bit for work, but because I was on the road and busy from sunup to sundown, I didn't really have a chance to just stop and get my thoughts together and record. So, but here we are in a brand new week, and we are ready to dive into another episode, which brings me to what we're going to talk about today, traveling. And more specifically, I want to talk about traveling solo. Have you ever traveled solo? Going anywhere out of town, whether it was traveling within the same state or out of state, or maybe even out of the country. Have you done either of them alone? Have you? Would you? Would you travel somewhere by yourself? I'm asking because I had this conversation the other day with a couple of people, and they were adamant about not going anywhere by themselves. But I thought about that. And as far as I can remember, since I was 21 years old, I haven't mind traveling somewhere by myself. As a matter of fact, the first time I did it was when I was 21. I had just gotten married, like 6 months into it. And I actually moved to another country by myself. And the reason I was by myself is because my husband at the time was in the military and he got deployed for 6 months a week before I arrived. So that means I arrived there a week after he left and I was there in another country with a language barrier by myself for 6 months. At the age of 21. Could you do that? Could you have done that? Yeah, I am a little adventurous. So I was all for it. And I went. I stayed on base for a couple of weeks. And then I found housing for us out in the town. Here again, with the language barrier. So what did I do? I got an interpreter on the base to help me navigate that whole process. But I did it. I had to do what I had to do. And so I think that experience, that whole experience made me not really afraid to go it alone and being able to, you know, just kind of figure things out on my own. I've always been that type of person, but with this, it was even more so. Girl, you got to do what you have to do. He's out in the water for 6 months. There's no way for him to contact you right now. Their family is back in the U.S., so you have to figure it out and make it happen. And so that's what I did. I found us housing, so by the time he returned 6 months later, I had housing set up. We had furniture. We had everything. Everything was in place. And so that was my first experience with really traveling solo. And it would have to be in a whole new country. But, you know, I did it. And then some years later, many, many years later, I took a solo vacation by myself. So have you ever done that? taking a solo vacation by yourself? I did. I actually went to Jamaica and I was there for an entire week. I went alone. I stayed at an all-inclusive resort. So that was fun because I got a chance to meet a lot of new people. And that's one of the reasons I'm not afraid to do it, because I'm not afraid to just open up and start conversations with people. So that's never been a problem for me. So I booked it, went there alone, stayed at the resort for a week. I planned some activities, used one of the tour guides at the resort for anything that I wanted to do outside of the resort, which I did. They had shopping trips planned. They had tours planned where you can go and tour like some of the gardens and some other things. So I did those things. And so though I traveled there alone, I was never really alone, if that makes sense, because there were always other people around. And I was very involved in all of the activities and the games and the parties that were offered at the resort. Got a chance to meet a lot of new people, especially people from Europe, from the UK and from Scotland, from, you know, from all over Europe. They love the Caribbean islands. So there were plenty of them there. And it was a great experience. I got a chance to meet a lot of great people and we had a lot of fun. And so because of my experiences with traveling solo, I'm just not afraid to go it alone. But here's the thing, and I know there's a lot happening in the news right now, people, you know, going somewhere, coming up missing, but people are coming up missing whether they're alone or with someone else. People are being injured or hurt or whatever, whether they're alone or with someone else. And so I'm cautious, but I'm not fearful, if that makes sense. I'm cautious in the sense that I am mindful that there are potential dangers out there. I just take steps to avoid them. And I'm always, always aware of what's going on around me. I'm not fearful in the sense that I don't feel afraid. I'm not showing any fear, or I'm not anxious about anything. So that's why I like to say I'm cautious, but not fearful. I do, you know, plan ahead. I do know where I'm going. I list out all of my activities that I plan to do. And so I want to encourage you to do the same. If you've never done that, then try it. Why not try it? Go and live your life. Remember in the last episode, we talked about, girl, go get your happy. Have you gotten your happy? Is traveling, would traveling make you happy? Makes me happy. Would it make you happy? Are you the type of person where you won't do anything or go anywhere if no one else would go with you? Are you that person? Because if you are, then you're putting your happiness in the hands of someone else. If it's something that you want to do or somewhere that you want to go, then why not go? Why wait for other people to do it? Because they may never get a chance to do that. And now you're sitting around waiting, disappointed, because the thing that you wanted or the place that you wanted to go, you can't do it because no one else will go with you. Why not go it alone? That's possible. And you will enjoy yourself. You can meet other people. There's a whole world out there. Go and get your happy. If traveling makes you happy and no one else wants to go with you, girl, go get your happy. Go and by yourself. Why not? Go do the thing you want to do. Go get the thing you want to have. Just go and get your happy. Travel solo. I've done it. I've been doing it since I was 21 years old. You know, I just thought about, some people won't even go to a movie by themselves, or they won't even go and sit down in a restaurant to eat by themselves. Why not? You're just having a meal. There's nothing wrong with that. Go and sit, have that meal that you want. Girl, go watch that movie you want to see. You don't need anyone to go with you. You can go and sit and watch that movie. And to be honest, if it's a movie that I really, really want to see, I prefer to go alone. Why? Because I want to make sure that I hear everything that's being said in the movie. See, I'm the type of person where I look for the punchline or I look for the meaning of the movie. So if it's something that I really, really want to see, then I'll go alone because I want to hear everything that's being said. I want to be totally engrossed in the movie. I don't necessarily want anyone talking to me or whatever, distracting me from me paying attention to the movie. So that's just me. I don't mind going to the movies alone. I don't mind. I go to a restaurant all the time when I just want to go. If I have a taste for something and, you know, I'm driving or whatever and I'm like, let's go in here and try that. I will park my car, get out, go in, request a table for one, sit down and have my meal with no problem at all, no shame whatsoever. Can you do that? Will you do that? Or are you afraid? Are you afraid of what people might say or think about you sitting there eating alone or going to the movies alone? Or even going out, if you like dancing, going out to a dance club alone? There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, we are at the age where what people say about us does not matter at all. We're just living our lives. Hey, we've been there, done that. All of those silly things are behind us. Now we're just enjoying our lives. So if you want to go, a movie you want to see, a place you want to go visit, a restaurant you want to try out to taste the food, go ahead, go do it. You don't need anyone with you, girl. Go and do those things. Be cautious, but not fearful. Go do them unashamed. There's no shame. There's no shame in my game. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real. So go ahead and try those things. I love it. I love it. To me, I see it as a way to always meet new people. And I know some people may say, well, you know, I'm an introvert or I'm shy. But you know, there's a difference between the two, right? Because guess what? I'm an introvert, but I am not shy in the least. I will start a conversation with anybody and start talking. I like to get to know people, you know, let people talk. I like to hear people's story. So yes, I'm an introvert, but no, not shy by a long shot. And so when I hear people, you know, kind of mention that, you know, they're an introvert because they're shy, like, those are not the same. There's a difference. So what's the difference? An introvert like myself, I enjoy spending time alone. I actually get energy from spending time alone. That's one of the ways that I get refueled. Like when I come from a trip, whether it's solo or, you know, with someone else or whatever, I need time by myself just to regain some energy. That's my fuel. My alone time is my fuel when there are situations like that. A shy person don't necessarily want to be alone, but they are afraid to really interact with other people. That's the difference. An introvert can talk to anyone, can spend time with people, but they also need that alone time just to refuel. A shy person would rather be around other people, but they are afraid to really get out there and really connect with other people. That's the shyness in them. That's the being the timid, the timidity in them. So I'm introvert, but I'm not shy. I will talk to you. I'll see you. I'll be like, hey, girl. How are you? What's your name? Where are you from? I'll have those conversations. And if you see me out in the streets, please say hello. I'm not shy. I will sit there and talk to you about, girl, what do you want to talk about? We'll have those conversations. No problem at all. Are you shy? Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? An extrovert is someone who gains their energy from being around other people. Now, they really don't like being alone. They need their energy. They feed off of other people. That's where their energy comes from. I'm not that person. But I know a lot of people who are. And some of those same people are people who they have a click here, a click there, a click over here. They have multiple clicks because if one click is unavailable, then they have other options to keep them going. Those are your extroverts. Usually people who have different clicks, you got a homie click, a professional click, a sisterhood click, you got a family click. They have many, many clicks. And those people are usually the extroverts. And they need those different clicks because they refuel off of being around other people. Those are your extroverts. Whereas the introvert enjoys or need that time alone because they need to refuel off of, their own energy. They need to refuel from being alone. That's the difference. And so not all introverts are shy, but not all extroverts are shy either. You can be shy and you can be an introvert or extrovert. It doesn't matter. Extroverts are afraid to really interact with people, but they will be around. You just won't get much out of them, but they still, their energy still feeds off of other people, whether they're having a conversation or really connecting with them or not. So which one are you? If you're an introvert or an extrovert or just someone who's shy, whether you're introvert or extrovert, can you go and travel solo? Will you go and travel solo? Here are a couple of tips. Now, if you decide you want to just jump out there and do it, if you've never done it, I encourage you to do it at least once. Just once. Just try it. You don't have to go far. It's somewhere you can drive within a couple of hours. Rent you a hotel. Go take in the sights and sounds of wherever you drive to. Just try it. Even if it's a weekend trip. You know, a day or two. Just try it. Go somewhere by yourself. That's a tip. You don't have to get on a plane to go do it. Just drive within a couple of hours of where you live. You want to make sure you plan ahead. And what I mean by that is research. Research, if you pick a destination, then research what is happening in that destination. Because one thing I've learned that a lot of times, especially in little small towns, they are always having like some kind of fair or concert or something. Something is always going on. And of course, you know, in big cities, they always have something going on too. But you would be amazed at the things that happen in small town America. But here again, do your research so that you can plan ahead. Find some activities that will interest you, that you might enjoy doing alone. Because remember, this is a solo trip. So find the things that you would enjoy doing. And you want to also make sure that you let someone know where you're going. You've picked your destination. You've researched the activities. You've planned ahead. Know what you're going to do while you're there. You're going to let someone know where you're going so they will know where you are. And then you're going to relax and enjoy it. Just relax and enjoy it. Live your life. Get your happy. And remember, you're going to be cautious, but you're not going to be fearful. I'm not going to do anything in fear, but we are going to be aware of our surroundings, aware of what's going on. That's why I say it's important to do your research. Know where you're going, but do your research on that place. Okay? So, thank you for joining me on another episode of Abundance Allure. Stay tuned because we have plenty more coming up. Take care now. Bye. We've come to the end of another episode of Abundance Allure. Be sure to check me out on Instagram at Abundance Niecy and on Twitter at Abundance Allure. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to give it a thumbs up and to hit the subscribe button for notifications of when new episodes are uploaded. Remember, vibe out, vibe in. Check your vibe.